All right, the Browns getting set to embark on a double dose of Harbaugh's. You'll get the first one this weekend against the Ravens, or you get the second one against the Chargers on a three-game homestand here for the Browns after being on the road for three. Again, just stings when you look at the standings and you see 1-6, and you see that you have the second longest losing streak in the NFL. Thank you, Patriots. We want to thank you on behalf of Browns, not Browns Nation. I don't like hearing that, but only the Patriots have a longer losing streak than the Browns do right now. So good thing Jacksonville was in the way there for us. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. So just going back to where we're, this conversation about Jameis Winston, like, do you think – I think if the Browns win and the offense sings for the next 2 weeks, I do think it is a little bit difficult for them to trade him, but I also think – that if your contract has 1 year on it, you're fair game for the front office to start trading people. And even if they, even if they're able to get past 20 or maybe even 30 points offensively, man, wouldn't that be great? Oh, I'd love to see that.
It would be awesome to see a functional NFL offense.
I find it hard to think the Browns would lose a game if they score 30 points. Like, I think the defense, even though the Ravens' are offense is good, I still think if they scored 30, who am I talking about? They haven't even gotten to 20. Just throw water
on me. Let's step one, get to 20. Step one, get to 20. Step two, throw for over 200 yards this year. Like, that's pretty much the bar right now. That's pretty much what we're asking for. This Ravens pass defense is not all that great. They've been allowing a decent amount of points this season. The Browns defense has been about league average. And whether that's because they're on the field all the time, because the offense has been sputtering in the way that it has, or if it's just because it took a step back, I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens have given up 180 points this year. The Browns have only given up 162. Does that make you feel better? I don't know. Is that perfume on a pig? Lipstick on a pig?
I'll take anything at this point. I just want something to put a smile on my face.
Let's go. Everybody's coming in with nicknames this week. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, something happened here where people think this nickname thing is the way to go. It's not. You line up on the screen and... One of them lights up, and that's the one that we pick. It's been on hold the longest.
Let's be honest, like, Cool Ray was one of the originals. You know, he came in, and now we've had a couple more. So now we've got Downtown Tommy. Hi, Downtown Tommy.
What's happening, Tommy?
Well, how you guys doing? Well, I live downtown.
Yeah, so. That makes sense.
No, I like it, though. Downtown Tommy. It's like, hey, man, I need to get something done. Have you seen Downtown Tommy? No, I haven't. Go check out with Downtown Tommy. He'll help you get it done. I like it.
Well, I'm not going to go into my personal life, but a lot of my friends call me the legend because I've been down here since I graduated from school here at Cleveland State. So that's almost 20 years.
Wow.
Back then, guys, nobody really lived downtown.
No. I mean, there were some apartments down here where we are at Playhouse Square, but I don't think you're right. There weren't many people living downtown.
No. I mean, because, you know, you had the flats going.
Yeah.
There was no apartments down there. So it's my name fits me a little bit.
All right.
That's a winner.
I like it.
Take it, man.
What do you got, Tommy?
No, you know, I think we're going to be in store for some surprises here. You know, there's a lot of good ingredients, and you guys kind of hit on it. We're getting some people back on the offensive line, and I think that's been the biggest problem is that we can't run the ball. And so I have a feeling this guy is going to flourish. And they may have to really, really think about maybe keeping him. But I think we're going to want to run here. And when maybe
are you talking about Dorsey or are you talking about Winston?
Winston.
Okay.
I just think that the defense is playing better. You know, we got Chubb back and, you know, we get that offensive line and get him to start because we can't run the ball. And you know as well as I do, it all starts in the trenches, guys.
It seems weird because this, I mean, you look at this offensive line and you think they'd be geared for the running attack much better. But especially if you didn't think if your qualm with Deshaun Watson was, you know, after he said hike and they called the initial play and then everything breaks down, that the offensive line just has no idea where they're going or what he's thinking and where this thing's going to play out. But you would think if they were running the ball that they would be better on the run because it's just clear cut. You know he's going to hand the ball off, and that's why I'm kind of shocked that the running game hasn't been better. I'm not saying it had to be great because all the injuries. I just feel like the running attack should have been better over the first seven weeks of the season.
Well, you know, and that's true. You know, the other thing that no one talks about is you know, Van Pelt we let him go. And everybody talks about Callahan, but
yep.
You know, it's you know, maybe this was a collaboration between him and Stefanski. I'm talking about Van Pelt and Stefanski. So I don't know. There was a lot of changes on offense, but none of it's worked. But maybe after 5 or 6 weeks and getting some guys healthy, I just feel like we're going to be surprised with Winston. I mean, the team.
I hope you're right, Tommy. I hope you're right. I just we need something. I think everybody, the players need it, the fans need it, the coaching staff needs it. We just need. Just give us some ray of hope this week and get to the second win. Downtown Tommy, thank you very much. Stefanski, too, by the
Stefanski.
Way. That's a first.
Yeah,
I like
haven't had the V.
I don't have a problem with that.
I can live with
it. I don't want to say it, but
I'm here for YOLO football, man. That's what I want out of Jameis. I want him to step onto the field, and I want him to grip it and rip all sorts of passes into places he probably shouldn't be throwing them, and to push the ball down the field. I am so tired of dink and dunk football. Like, I'm so tired of thinking successful plays are 6 yards. It's like, no, find something explosive in this offense. Push the ball 30 yards down the field. Look at Jerry Jeudy and go, hey, the one thing you're really good at when you were in Denver was contested catches. Let's throw you some one-on-one balls and let you go up for contested catches.
I like it. Rob's in Chagrin Falls. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Rob? Hey, fellas, I appreciate the conversation, and I don't understand the concept. If Winston has some success, why in the world would we trade him? They have monked up the QB position so badly over the last 3 or 4 years that if they had some stability at QB, this team gets competitive. DTR hasn't shown any of that, and there's nobody even behind him to show that. So if Winston showed some competency at that position, you're going to have to draft another quarterback at some point anyway or find him somewhere.
That's true.
And so why in the world would you – and what third rounder has Barry picked that would make an impact as much on this team as competent QB play?
Okay, so the
I don't understand the idea of trading him.
So the reasoning behind it, Rob, is not for 2024 – it's for 25-26. That's the reason you would move on from Jameis Winston. Is it's just for that exact reason. Is it's like, look, whatever happens in 24, I don't think this team is going to make the playoffs. Right, Andy? I'm not out of line in saying that.
No,
I don't believe this team is going to make the playoffs.
Rob, I think you have real valid points, especially if he looks good this week, because we think the defense is halfway decent.
Point to that, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's my point to that: is that you don't have a QB for 25. You don't have a QB for 26. If Winston is competent, then he's your option for 25, and you got to figure out 26. But Winston can play. He's shown that. And so you don't have anybody else that's shown they can play on this team in that position. You have nobody. And so if you get rid of Winston, now you're back to where you were before Mayfield was drafted.
Here's the deal, though. If Watson's healthy, he's your starting quarterback again next year.
Watson is not going to be the starting quarterback. I don't care. I don't care if that guy gets healthy in a New York minute. He has not shown he can play. He's 1-6.
Rob, this year there. Yeah, it was okay last year. But I also, I mean, it's the checkbook, man. It's the checkbook behind
you're
it.
Stuck.
That's the hard part. I understand. I don't disagree with your passion. I don't disagree with your passion. I don't. But the reality of it is you still got 2 more years of them.
If you lose the fans, then you don't get the dome stadium, don't get billions of dollars of development. There are much bigger fish to fry in this than just Watson's contract.
I hear you, Rob. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good for you. Have a good weekend, my friend. I got time for more? Yeah, I got time for more. Paul is in Cleveland. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I kind of agree with both of you and what the last caller said. But, yeah, if Winston plays well, I think you still got to trade him and get what you can, because at some point, instead of having these bridge quarterbacks, because Watson hasn't worked out, you're probably going to have to draft a quarterback next year. And you look down the league at all the top drafted quarterbacks on all the teams. And I know earlier in the week, you guys were talking about DTR with when Jeff was in. If we can't make a third round wide receiver or something, why do people think that DTR is going to magically show something as a 6th round pick and be a long-term solution? So I just feel like you need to draft a quarterback high, because our record's probably going to account for that this year. And then maybe have him sit behind Winston, or have him sit behind a quarterback for a year or half the year. And then, but yeah, with Watson, I mean, Yeah, I mean, the contract's the contract, so you're probably right, Andy, that he's going to start next year. But
if he's healthy, I mean, that's I don't know that this surgery or whatever the surgery is that he ends up eventually choosing. Although he did choose a surgery, didn't he? Said he wasn't going to do he wasn't going to do the quick one.
I don't know the bridge surgery.
Yeah. That we talked about that.
I'm not.
I thought it was reported.
I don't know.
I think Dan's right. Like, I want him to push the ball down the field, but it's going to be tough with this O-line. Like, I think Winston can grip it and rip it and make stuff happen, but with this O-line being in shambles like it's been, it's going to be tough for anybody to have enough time back there to do what we want to do.
All right, Paul, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. If you want to hop in on the show, you're more than welcome to. 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. In fact, we encourage it, especially at the end of the show when we do quick predicts. So all those things. Plus, Jeff Shadell, man, our buddy Jeff Shadell from the News Herald is going to join us next. Can't wait to talk to him. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan is in. Jeff is out.